It's time for the home stretch with Pat Daugherty, the region and the world of sports. Taking the issues head on and straight down the middle on the only place for Elkhart and Goshen sports talk, ESPN Radio 1027. Now, here's Pat Daugherty and the home stretch.
Welcome back here to ESPN Radio 1027. I'm Pat Daugherty. This is Behind the Whistle, an extended hour of the home stretch here on a Wednesday where we welcome in a high school coach and his student athletes. It's always fun to get to see different sports and ones that we don't always get a chance to see during the week with our schedule. And today is one of those opportunities. You've got the Northridge wrestling team here today. Coach Hiley, first and foremost, man, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Pat.
I guess we got to give all the credit to Joel Graber, who's watching your kids tonight, right?
Absolutely. Actually, it's his wife. I feel a lot better with his wife.
I'm sure he's not doing a lot of the watching. he listens to this show quite frequently. I'm sure I'm about to get a text message from him. He's also the co-host of Measure Twice, which you will be able to hear here relatively shortly. We're going to have it on ESPN on Sunday mornings. He does a great job on that show as well. But he's not the reason that you're here. We're here to talk Northridge Wrestling. And first and foremost, congratulations, a recent victory in one of those duels. So your team wrestling really well this year.
Right now, yeah, we are. We had a little challenge on, fighting back and learning how to battle through the tough times and just making sure we overcome some things. And the guys have really responded this year, so it's been really good.
When you look at putting this team, first and foremost, let's go back. Let's get to know you a little bit for our listeners. Give us a little bit of your background. When did you really realize you wanted to get into coaching, and who have been some of the people that have impacted you in wrestling throughout your life?
Man, there's been a lot of people that have impacted me in wrestling. Biggest one was probably my high school coach, Bill Campbell. Mm-hmm. He was a guy that was a second father to me. Absolutely great man, got me into the sport, and just fell in love with the relationship between the coach and an athlete, and just thought that was something amazing to do. Motivated me to go on and wrestle then at Purdue, and learned a lot about wrestling and how tough you really have to be to wrestle there. And then it just kind of went on from there. And then actually when I was coaching at Northwood, Rod Lone and Jim Motz did a lot to help, further me in my wrestling coaching. So a lot of people have been involved, and I'm missing a lot of people in that as well.
Well, we have kind of a hotbed of wrestling here in the north central part of the state. Obviously, Penn's coming off a state championship of a couple of years ago. Mishawaka is always a great program. Jimtown's really kind of grown into Coach Mark Kern. He's been on the show before. He does a great job at Jimtown. You guys have had a lot of success. Northwood, as you mentioned, there's a lot of really good. Elkhart Memorial, Elkhart Central at times have had some good seasons. It's a good team. So I want to go back. You mentioned the relationship that you talked about, the impact of coaches having a relationship with you. What's it like with your relationship with your current wrestlers? What's special about that bond between a coach and a wrestler?
It's hard to put a finger on, but there's just, as a teacher, you get to know a lot of kids and a lot about them, but then as a coach, you get to learn all the details about a person. You get to understand what makes them tick, and you get to understand what type of man they're going to become, in our sport at least. And it's just really, a unique type of thing where you know the contents of the person, as opposed to, just kind of getting to know kind of their background story. You get to know kind of who they are and what they are inside. And there's a lot of special things about that.
When coaching at the high school level, it's been something that I've had the privilege to do. I coached baseball here locally for about 6 years total. And there's a lot more than just the sport that you're coaching, because they are young men. The guys are there growing into being young men. You're setting really the landscape for, and not just you as a coach, but with everything else, all the other impacts, you're setting the landscape for what they are going to grow into, and especially during those later teen years. What kind of things does wrestling help teach young student athletes?
We preach this every week. This is something where we make sure they understand there's a lot more to life than just wrestling, and it is, when life gets tough, you don't back down. And that's what wrestling helps teach you. And Dan Gable's the one that said the quote, but it's, once you've wrestled, everything in life's easy. And that is because of how hard you have to work and everything you have to sacrifice to get to where you want. That's just huge for our guys, and just understanding when it's tough in life, when life kicks you when you're down, you get right back up and keep marching forward. And that's something that we preach, like I said, every single week, because we know these young men are going to go out and they're going to be members of our community after they graduate. And we want them to be those type of men. So
what's it like coaching at Northridge? I always ask this of coaches at Northridge because I find it so unique. I went to Concord High School. I had a lot of respect for Northridge sports because the community aspect there, it's one of the greatest parts about being in Elkhart County. Mm-hmm. My job hanging out with coaches in Elkhart County is you get to see the small communities, Northridge, Northwood, Jimtown, Concord, for example, Goshen, where the community really rallies behind their student athletes and their students in general as well. But what's it like being a coach and having that much support from your parents and your community?
Oh, it's amazing. I can't even begin to explain it, but we have great administration that if you need something, they're going to try to help you out in any way they can. Mm-hmm. Our superintendent, if you ever go to any athletic event, she's going to be the first one and the loudest fan in the stands, just cheering you on. And if you need anything, she's going to help you out. And I tell you what, it's amazing. And then we get to our parents, and our parents, we just hosted a Super Duel a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and without them, man, that would have been a nightmare. But it was as easy as it can be, just because of the willingness to help. It's a true blessing to be teaching and coaching out of Middlebury, because, like you said, it's a small community that's very, very special, where they take a lot of pride in their school, they take a lot of pride in their community, and we in turn try to give it right back to them. So yeah.
You got three athletes with you. We're going to have them on the show here a little bit later, in Trenton Bixler, Owen Evler, and Connor Graber. And we'll get their thought on what it's like being a Northridge Raider and what it means for them to be able to represent their school. But when you look at the landscape of wrestling, we were talking about this a little bit earlier on the show, because on the home stretch, which before the behind the whistle, but we were talking about how unique the state championship is in Indiana. They do it, I think, better than anybody else with the way that they put it on. You're down at Bankers Life. I've only seen photos. I have to get down there. I have always been having some other kind of working event. Haven't been able to get down there, but I want to, because it's so unique, and it puts wrestling center stage here in the state. Literally, you're in the middle of the court. There's one light. Everything else is blacked out. The exhilaration of being a wrestler in the state championship has to be second to nothing. I mean, really, can you compare it to anything else?
No way.
Around the state? There's nothing.
Nothing. And when I was in high school, I did football, wrestling, baseball, and we won a state championship in baseball, mm-hmm. and it's not even close. I'd rather go just for the experience. If you're going to go watch, it's not even comparable to the others, and it is so amazing. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. It is so cool. Those kids feel like they are prime time athletes getting paid millions of dollars just because it is that unique and that special. I love it. It's one of the best things you can ever watch.
And there's some celebrity to it as well because of the environment and the stage that you're on. When you look at your team and your mentality, what's the one thing that you want people to say about Northridge Wrestling?
They battle. I want them to battle. And then beyond that, they're always looking to attack. No matter what, I want our kids to have a very offensive mindset. Because mm-hmm. If you get behind, if you don't have any offense, you can't come back and win. So always have an offensive mindset, and yeah, just battle. Absolutely. That's why I would like us to be mm-hmm. known as.
Well, I like it. And it's interesting the way that wrestling is, because other sports, I think, put athlete versus athlete. In baseball, as you mentioned, you played baseball, so you know, good pitcher, good hitter. There's that kind of a duel. But nothing is like wrestling. You're hand on hand, you're intimately in front of somebody's face, and it's a physical and mental combination. It's not just, a lot of people would think that wrestling's just physical, but how much does the mental aspect play into a wrestling match?
It's huge, because, I mean, wrestling, there's kids that have to watch their weight, so part of their focus is on, What do I weigh right now? And then part of it is, all right, how do I make sure that I am warmed up enough, but not over warm up? And then it's, what's this guy trying to do? I can't get too aggressive because I might get put to my back. And if I do nothing, he might score me. I might not be able to do anything, come back. There's so many things that just change in the moment, and there's no way to prepare for it other than just do it every day in practice. Mm-hmm. And it, the mental aspect.